This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. All this week, we've been hearing from people about their cool jobs, how to get the job, and what it's like to do it. For the latest in our series, How to Be a Blank, we spoke to Shannon O'Connor. She's done animation for The Simpsons, Futurama, and lots of other projects. But she got her start when an animator discovered her doing airbrush art at a theme park. And she turned his letter of recommendation into a job as a production assistant for the movie Space Jam. I'll let her tell the rest of the story.
I met a bunch of people there, and they helped me learn how to do what they call character in-betweens, which is all the drawings that go in between. And you're like, whoa, who does that? Well, there's a person who does that. I just went home every single night, and I practiced after my PA job, and I showed it to my boss, and I just kind of talked my way into a job as an artist by the end of the movie. I got to draw the Looney Tunes, and mostly I just sat at a desk and thought it was the coolest thing ever that I was getting paid to do something like that, and I didn't go to art school or anything. Eventually, I got hired on The Simpsons. I did character layout on The Simpsons. You kind of have to put the characters in their environment, make sure they are in the space correctly, and then do the key poses of the animation. I think it's important to know how to draw. I didn't go to art school, so I guess it's proven that you don't have to go to art school. But if you don't go to art school, you have to want to do this because you're going to have to work really hard and draw every day. Get an Instagram account, post your art, get to know other artists. I feel like so much of what happens is who you know or just somebody else knowing that you're capable of doing something and wanting to give you the opportunity to do it. There's so many more opportunities now for people with their own individual style. I don't feel like that was as big of a thing back when I started, but now developing your own style, I think, is important because it kind of sets you apart from everybody else. Right now, I'm a story artist, so I'm thinking differently now than I was thinking when I was a character designer. Now I'm thinking cinematic, I'm thinking storytelling, and I'm thinking about the shots or the acting, the important main acting of the characters. So where is this character going to be? What's going to best sell this moment? I can look at entire sections of certain shows that I've worked on, and I'm like, oh, I was there. I was there late that night. I came up with that. I drew that animation, or that acting came from my point of view or something. Or when you see a character that you've designed and you see it actually walking and talking, it's pretty cool because somebody else brought it to life. You just came up with a design and now there it is, walking around.
Shannon O'Connor works in animation in Los Angeles, California. You can see some of her work and tell us about some dream jobs that pique your curiosity at marketplace.org.